The 1972 Aboriginal Heritage Act is used to assess which sites are classed as heritage and how those sites are protected and preserved. In April 2012, the state government released a discussion paper with 7 proposed amendments to the Act, which it says will improve clarity, compliance and efficiency in the process. Amongst the crowd beside the Yule River here today, though, there seems to be a lot of doubt that those changes will be for the better.
My name's Tootsie Daniel and I'm an Indigenous person. What brought me along is the government making new resolutions to our heritage. And there's a lot of heritage sites that need to be protected, not crushed and mined. You know, we've never had anyone from the Department of Aboriginal Affairs come to have bush meetings like this. We've never been consulted. And that just really concerns me, you know, because we are the Aboriginal people of this country, of this land, of this Ngora. We are the people that knows everything in this land. And the government shouldn't be making decisions up there, up the top. You know, that is wrong. You know, they think that we're not important. We are important. And that's why I'm here today.
Michael Leonard Stream, Newbury.
And Michael, for people that might not quite understand what heritage from an Indigenous perspective is, could you give us some examples of things that are important to protect an Indigenous culture?
I think just the stuff the old people were naming back in the days, like you've got a lot of pools, a lot of hills, a lot of rivers. You've got sacred places where men go, you know. You want to take care of all that stuff because the next lot of generation. Either way it's going, we're not going to have our next lot of generation look at any of that stuff.
And have you seen some of your heritage and sacred sites destroyed?
Yeah, seen a lot of our stuff go already. These days, because I run heritage myself in the Newbury claim, and we're trying to protect everything, which we can't. We know that. We know there's millions and trillions of artifacts out there. We know there's a lot of caves out there. We know that too. We know there's scarred trees out there. We can't save it all. Having the yarn with mining companies about sea containers, we hate to put them in sea containers. We'd prefer to leave them on land, but they won't dig and bury beyond them, so it's difficult.
And what is it that you'd like to see come from today's meeting?
I think a good idea is to get out of that. I'm in Yabali, another person in Bulgo, another person in Gariata. Get out of that idea and be one again as the people were back in the days. And I talk to the old fellas about it a lot. You know, they need to get out of that idea of I'm on this side of the fence, you're on that side of the fence. At the end of the day, all Aboriginal people are related one way or another.
Yeah.
We need to be in one. And then we might have a bit of fight on our end.
Julie Walker and my family originally from Ashburton, Inawonga and Indigenous. Well, I came to really to support the resolution to reject the amendments and to request that the government enter into a state agreement with the Aboriginal people, and the government needs to work with Aboriginal people in a dignified and respectful manner.
The concerns in the crowd are largely around a perceived lack of consultation with traditional owners. Today's meeting has been organised by the Yamaji Malpa Aboriginal Corporation, a native title representation body dealing primarily in the Pilbara, Murchison and Gascoyne regions. The organisation has been circulating a petition calling on the state government to form a select committee to develop a new framework to reform the Heritage Act. But as it's more than 2 years since those original amendments were released, some might say this call for action is too little, too late. Yamaji Malpa CEO Simon Hawkins disagrees.
It takes a lot to get people together. People are very busy, they're coming from vast distances, and today is a reflection upon what people are concerned about. We've had members as far north as Bijidanga, far south as Yamaji members, and also Western Desert people attend, so vast number of people from different regions attending to raise their concerns. People aren't objecting to improving the process, but there should be a balance. Development's going to occur, but at the same token you can conserve and manage sites, which we've seen with built heritage and other forms of heritage across Australia where they have found that balance. And remembering, Aboriginal people aren't stakeholders in their own heritage, it's their heritage. Everyone else is, the miners, government, non-Indigenous people are stakeholders in the process, and we should not forget that.
All the people that's in favour, please lift your hands up.
In an overwhelming show of hands, attendees at today's bush meeting vote to reject the proposed changes to the Heritage Act and to send a delegation to Perth to meet with politicians. That delegation's going to include representatives from the region's various language groups. For Anthony Dan, who's travelled from the Murchison for today's bush meeting, it's an important show of solidarity among Aboriginal people.
Thank you all for your participation here.
We're experts in Aboriginal affairs. I mean, we're experts in our culture, you know, our sites, you know, the way of life that Aboriginal people live. Yet we seem to be the last ones to be consulted about our affairs. from here today, we'll pull together a representative group to be able to go to Parliament and present our argument. I seriously hope that what also would extend from that is that, you know, members from the Kimberley may be able to join in with us. You know, members from the Noongar country, Goldfields, you know, Wongai country, those areas would also join in, and they should be included as part of the group that goes to Parliament House with the petition.